A sight to behold. While Milton may not have been in the path of totality, local viewing of yesterday's eclipse was, to say the least, memorable. "Just to experience this is amazing," said Judy Kemper, moments after the afternoon sky's blackness lifted at Mill Pond, where about 24 area residents gathered for the once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon. "Just the beauty of creation. You have to be part of it." Echoing those sentiments, husband Martin saw the eclipse through a faith-based lens. "God orchestras this," he said, noting he's always been amazed by the planets and stars. "It's just spectacular." The eclipse seen from Mill Pond. Judy Kemper photo. With geese squawking around Mill Pond's grassy frontage, oblivious to the countdown buzz, the sun peeked out from behind the clouds just in time to allow the moon to make enough of a visual impact. While short-lived, the moon's shadow was long enough for eclipse-goers to get a little chilly. "It was cool. How it got dark and then light again like that," said 14-year-old Adriana, on hand with her mother for the viewing. "I like how the streetlights came on there for a minute." Echoed 9-year-old Flavia Chavez, "I thought it was really cool, small though." Taking in the eclipse with grandson Ian Squires and friend Joan Stark, Janet Hawthorne said she just wanted to see what it was all about after her daughter gave her a pair of protective glasses. Mill Pond, she noted, offered an open, quiet viewing locale with a picturesque backdrop. "I wouldn't have wanted to be in the crowds of Niagara today."